Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report. Well, today I'm going to start out with the 2014 reporting of fall-seeded small grains and forage crops. In order to comply with FSA program eligibility requirements, producers with these acres of perennial forage crops, such as alfalfa or clover or alfalfa grass mix or any hayfields or grasslands being used for pasture, and fall-seeded small grains, which would be the wheat, barley, rye, or oats, must submit a 2014 acreage report for those crops by December 15th, 2013. That's just a month away. So this includes those fall-seeded small grains, which were seeded this fall for cover only, such as the rye, using rye, wheat, or barley. The requirement also includes waterways that will be harvested for hay in 2014. The only exceptions to this requirement is if the perennial forage crop is going to be left standing, such as a headland, not harvested at all, or used for cover only or green manure seed. Then that acreage must be reported by next July 15th. So basically, if you intend to harvest the forage next year in 2014, or you planted or seeded fall-seeded small grains this fall for any use, then you will need to report those acres to your FSA office by December 15th. After the December 15th deadline, if you acquire additional land to farm in 14, which you might have forage acres on that you intend to keep and harvest them as forage, then you must report those acres to FSA within 30 days after you purchase the land or acquire a lease for those acres. Adequate documentation of when you acquired possession will be needed by FSA to verify the acres are being reported within that 30-day grace period. Late file fees will be applied after the final reporting date of December 15, 2013, to those farms certifying forage and fall-seeded small grains at a cost of $46 per farm. There is a 30-day extension on that late file fee this year, so we actually do have until January 15th to get the certification completed. But December 15th is the deadline that you need to get your mind wrapped around, because that's going to be the deadline in the future that we need to go by. So if you have any questions for the 2014 fall-seeded small grains or forage crops and how to certify them and when to certify them, be sure to visit your FSA office and get that certification completed before the December 15th deadline. FSA has farm storage facility loans available. The program assists producers in need of storage for eligible commodities so they can obtain low-interest financing to either build or upgrade existing farm storage and handling facilities that they may currently have. The maximum principal amount of a loan for a facility loan is $500,000. Participants are required to provide a minimum down payment of 15%, with Commodity Credit Corporation, or CCC, providing the loan for the remaining 85% of the net cost of that facility. Loans may be obtained not only for traditional commodity crops, such as those harvested for whole grain, and like corn and oats and wheat and soybeans, but also for other crops such as silage, hay and renewable biomass production, honey, and cold storage for fruits and vegetables. So if you'll be working with a vendor for a bin or a facility this coming year, be sure to get in touch with your FSA office and find out what we have to offer. Our loans can be written for either 7, 10, or 12 years, and our interest rates are very low. FSA also has the 9-month marketing assistant loans, which we commonly used to refer to as sealing the grain. The crop is eligible for a market loan, which is either stored at the farm or in a warehouse in town. Producers must have beneficial interest in the crop through the duration of the loan. So any grain that has been sold on a price later contract or deferred pricing would not be eligible for a market assistance loan. For 2013 crop, market loans will be reduced by 5.1% due to the government sequestration. The loan rate in Audubon County for corn is $1.83, and for soybeans is $4.93. FSA also has a variety of farm loans available to assist producers in their farming operations. These include direct and guaranteed loans both for operating and farm ownership loans. Also, we have loans available for beginning farmers and socially disadvantaged farmers. Beginning farmers are generally described as those producers who have not operated a farm for more than 10 years and will be materially participating in the operation of the farm. Socially disadvantaged farmers include women, African Americans, American Indians, Alaskan Natives, Hispanics, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders. For more information, producers may contact any FSA office, or they may call the Atlantic or Guthrie Center offices with direct questions about the loan programs. The phone numbers are in Atlantic 712-243-1377, extension 2, or in Guthrie Center, the phone number is 641-332-2640. If you have any questions on these farm loans and you want to get started and get put in a point of contact with somebody, just give your FSA office a call and we will get you to the right place. For more information and clarification on any of our FSA programs, please feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, that phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. Tune in next week at this same time for more updates.